listening to a podcast on the Black Fur Network.
Episode 53, Kaylee Haywood. Many crimes in the 21st century start with social media contact, and this case is no different. In 2015, Leicestershire, England, 15-year-old Kaylee Haywood is contacted on social media by 27-year-old Luke Harlow. The pair exchanged over 2,000 messages within a few weeks of becoming Facebook friends, which resulted in an arranged meetup at Luke's house. Sadly, the meeting would escalate following the arrival of Luke's friend, Stephen Beardman, resulting in Kaylee's untimely death. And now we'll discuss crimes like these. Hello and welcome to Crimes Like These with me, SJ.
Me, Paul.
And me, Sam.
Good evening. How are we this fine Wednesday? It's hump day.
Well, it's not for me.
It is the middle of the week. That is the plus.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a week already.
Same. I've had an actual nightmare at work this week. So my guy, normally Dan that does the tills and that, he's off this week. So I'm doing literally everything. I'm telling customers. I'm fucking doing my job. It's a pain in the ass.
Ugh, that's not fun at all. It's horrible when someone's off and you got to cover them because you're like, well, my work doesn't go anywhere. So basically, I'm now two people in one.
The trouble is mine has to go somewhere because if the stock's not out, they can't get it.
No, but don't you have to like just then prioritise and split your time?
I mean, luckily, I'm making out like I'm running between the two all day, but... Sorry, the cat has just walked along behind me. I didn't know she was in. Yeah, I'm not running to be serious. It's pretty chill, to be honest with you. But it's just I hate serving customers. I don't like talking to them. I don't like them.
Yeah, thankfully, I don't have to talk to the general public at work, which is great.
Same. I don't know most of them pretty well, to be honest.
I've worked there 20 years.
Oh, so you must be on like first name basis and stuff like that with some of them. Yeah,
I am.
Yeah.
But I've got right at the door for her, sorry.
What's going on? What's happened?
The cat. Oh, the cat. You need to open the door for the cat. How are we? What have we been doing? Did anybody watch the Oscars? Have you caught up on the winners and stuff?
Seen some of it. But I never watch it, but I have seen some of the winners and that, so.
Yeah, it was very good. It was a very good show. Jimmy Kimmel was obviously hosting again, and he's very good. He's a very good host. The highlight, as you probably know, was Ryan Gosling performing I'm Just Ken. I've literally watched that video about 30 times since Sunday. Every time it comes up on my feed on Instagram or Twitter or anything, I'm watching it.
It's the
new Tom Holland lip sync umbrella video, basically.
I don't know what that is.
Again, have you not seen it?
Oh.
Okay.
Is it Tom Holland limp syncing with an umbrella?
Yeah. So it's Tom Holland.
Is it Singing in the Rain?
No. Yes.
Yeah, it's a merge of Singing in the Rain and Umbrella by Rihanna.
Yeah. So he was on Lip Sync Battle with Zendaya, and I think Zendaya had done what's his name? Bruno Mars. She'd done a Bruno Mars song. And then Tom Holland came out and started doing Singing in the Rain, which was, you know, he's in a suit and tie and he's like going down the street and there's all water and everything. And then he goes backstage and gets changed and he's literally in like a black patent corset, comes out with a wig and everything and starts miming to Umbrella. But he's dancing and the whole thing is absolutely incredible. Incredible. Nice. But yeah, Ryan Gosling's performance at the Oscars was just perfection. It was amazing. It's weird
that I haven't seen it because I can't avoid the John Cena thing.
Yeah, that was the other funny bit as well. John Cena needs to do more comedy.
Yeah, he's great at comedy. I watched Ricky Stenicki the other night. It's good.
You watched what?
Ricky Stenicki. It's his new film.
What the hell is that?
Oh, okay.
It's on Prime, I think.
Okay. Well,
It's good.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah, it's funny. He's great in it. He absolutely steals the show.
I really liked him in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer. I really liked him in that because he was, again, a little bit cringe, but he was very funny. Trainwreck,
I can't
watch
anything with Amy Schumer in it.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, I can't watch. I literally cannot watch her for, like, I want to punch the
Yeah, she was real shitty with... She is not popular amongst other comedians.
Is she not?
Oh, no.
She's not really popular anywhere. She, like, she's got really strong views on world matters
and stuff.
Half the time it's like it's not the side you kind of go, oh yeah, you're a decent person saying that. It's like, oh, you're one of those.
Oh dear, that's disappointing.
I got a bit of a vibe she was just a shitty person, and she is. Seems to be.
That's disappointing.
So she tried calling out a gender pay gap between male and female comedians until it was pointed out to her in no uncertain circumstances. She is in the top 1% of all fucking comedians. Shut
for
up.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Not even funny.
There's no pay discrepancy, you idiot. You paid by your ticket sales, dickhead.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That took a turn.
I did watch Poor Things. I watched that.
So good.
Love it.
I was so skeptical to watch it because I was like, oh,
me
my
too.
God, I'm just going to give. I just feel icky about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But having watched it, I don't have those views of like, but you know, it's just going to.
Yeah, I think it was about half.
Too much for people who are
listening. I think it was about halfway through when I sort of got past the icky bit and I was like, actually, this makes a lot of sense.
See,
you know, the way
feel,
she's behaving and the whole premise of it all, I was like, okay, I get it now.
Because your eyes fool you into believing she's a woman, but she isn't.
It was, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't, like, have any part of it really where I was like, oh, I don't like this, I feel uncomfortable watching it, it's wrong. Like,
Mostly because she came out on top in every situation, quite literally.
Yeah, exactly, that's it, yeah. And, like, I think it's, I didn't go in with it. I wanted to watch it because I knew it would have underlying values and philosophies that I'm interested in anyway. But I wasn't, like, I was a bit skeptical of the whole, I don't know, the paedophilic thing that people were sort of pushing, the narrative that people were pushing. But having watched it straight away, I was like, I'm not getting that vibe. Yeah. I kind of got what it was meant to be pointing out.
This is why I like to see films as soon as they've come out and before my opinion is tainted by other people's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when I saw Poor Things, I didn't know anything about it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a few clips have come up on my TikTok and they kind of added to the fact I was like, I really don't know if I like this. This is icky.
Yeah,
like,
of course TikTok's going to make you think that.
The bit in the wardrobe with... Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo, that bit came up
and I was like, oh, but... Part when you're watching it as part of the film,
you don't get that vibe, do you? It's a different vibe.
Plus, she learns rapidly, so it's not like
she does. You
know, it's an accelerated process, so it's not like she's a literal child.
Yeah, oh, it was so good. It was so good, and like I really love a film that makes me like I come away and I really analyze it and I think about it without going in like a bit of a pit because some of them I'm like a bit like. It goes into a bit of a depressive episode. It didn't give me that at all. I was like able to completely analyze it and sort of but in a really positive way, like fucking that was like fucking good for her.
Absolutely good for her,
it was really good.
She was absolutely sensational.
She was so good. She was fantastic. And I really liked Mark Ruffalo as well. I just thought he was
Ruffalo had me in absolute hysterics.
Yeah. It's the way his accent changed depending upon his mood, like depending upon what mode he was in, his mood. It was like all over the place. I thought he was hilarious. Like even the bits where he was like quite aggressive, I was just like, you're like a giant man child. Like ridiculous. It was so good.
Yeah.
I loved all the actors in it, to be fair, but like
Willem Dafoe, he was really good. And the makeup and everything was incredible.
Really good.
Really, really good.
You know, the only thing I didn't like about it, weirdly, and it's not even that much of a sticking point, but it's the bit where like William Dafoe is when he eats and like the bubble.
The bubble. Yeah.
I was like, oh, Yeah. I just didn't like it. I really, that's the only bit that made my stomach churn out the whole film. I was just like, oh no, I don't like that. I can't why it was in there. I understand, like, you know, to like brings up sort of his history, I guess, and
yeah,
what happened to him. But I was like, but that was very, I did find that very Tim Burton-esque, but I was a bit like,
very, oh. Yeah, now that you said that, yeah, it's very, very Tim Burton. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very Tim Burton, sort of crossed with Wes Anderson.
Yeah. Yes. You got your, when you said, like, what you thought, who you thought he was sort of represented in the chat poll, like, I was, when after I watched it, I was like, that was actually spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did give, it give me a bit of a steampunk vibe with the actual aesthetic of it all. So like when they're on the ship and stuff like that, like the whole the aesthetics and the color palettes and all the set designs really and things clever. Like that, just really clever, really clever, really striking
cinema. Yeah, it was really good. And also, like, it, I did feel like it was very different from Yorgos's previous films that I've seen. His previous ones I felt like were very, had a very similar tone, or especially with the dialect, like the way that it's where the way the actors will speak the script and stuff, whereas this was my favorite. I felt like it was it was really fucking good.
I think it's probably my favorite of his films.
Definitely.
Because the others are very obscure, very, very obscure. Like The Killing of a Sacred Deer,
to be fair, The Lobster. I think Poor Things would have been obscure if it didn't have the stars in it it's got.
Yeah, you're probably right, to be honest. You're probably right,
Yeah.
I saw Lisa Frankenstein the other night. Have you seen that?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it, but I have heard.
Is this the Diablo Cody one? She wrote it, didn't she?
Yes.
Diablo Cody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it's not great.
There, yeah, that's a good explanation. Oh, dear. If you want to see a blatant Tim Burton ripoff, just watch that.
Feel it.
It's like if Tim Burton had made Warm Bodies.
Oh, I like Warm Bodies. I
do like Warm Bodies. It's a good film, unlike Lisa Frankenstein.
Right, got you.
Also, Imaginary is a big pile of...
What's that?
Imaginary, the new Blumhouse film.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, I have. I've actually seen that, weirdly. Usually you guys talk about films and I'm like, I'm just going to tune out. But yes, I haven't seen the film, but I have seen the trailer for it.
It's terrible.
Is it?
Is it?
Okay, right then. That's fine.
Okay.
That's my input.
I won't add that to the list.
You don't bother. It's one of Blumhouse's off periods.
I mean, Blumhouse can be hit and miss, to be fair. They put out a lot of stuff.
Oh, very hit and miss, yeah.
Yeah, they put out a lot of stuff, to be fair. Well, shall we crack on? It's episode 53, I think.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. Let's go with 53.
I think it is. I think you're right, yeah.
So it's Paul's choice, and it's the murder of Kaylee Hayward.
Yes, it is. So Kaylee Hayward was a 15-year-old girl from Measham in Leicestershire. She was like your normal, everyday teenage girl, hang out with her friends and stuff. I don't know what teenage girls do.
I'd be worried if you did, Paul, to be quite honest with you.
So like all teenagers, all people, she was fixed to her phone constantly. She was, you know, messaging friends, Facebook, whatnot, what everyone
loved. Facebook, didn't she?
She did love Facebook.
It's so disappointing. I hate when it's like so tied to social media, though, because
there's
like,
so many of them.
It's such a present part of our lives. It's not going anywhere, it only gets worse. But these stories just make, like, not even necessarily for me, but like obviously having a kid, I'm just like, for fuck's sake, this is
So you want to keep them off it for as long as possible, don't you? Because once that barrier is broken, there's no going back.
Nope.
Exactly.
Terrible. Yeah.
Mm. My nieces are young and like they haven't got phones or access to the internet or anything like that. But it's like you think about them having that access and who could be talking to them.
Exactly. Like, that's it.
It's
frightening.
It is. That is the right word, frightening. Yep.
Yeah, don't even get me started on AI.
No. That's not.
That's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Yes. So yeah, Kelly was normal. She would talk to friends and whatnot on social media groups and things like that. She started to sort of get a bit jolly around sort of October-ish. Happy. Her friends noticed a sort of an uplift. Mm-hmm. And one day she asked her dad if she could go for a sleepover around a friend of hers. He said, yeah, sure, as dads do. And she wanted a lift. So he gave her a lift, dropped her off outside her high school, which was, I think she'd left school, right?
I don't think, no, because she was 15. Oh, God, yeah. She was 15, no, so she'd got a year left.
Off, that's right. So he dropped her off outside her high school. And she never came home. So back in, I think it was October, beginning of October, she started conversing. I know that's not a word. Yeah, it is a word.
It is a word.
With a guy, conversate, I'm thinking of.
Conversate.
She, yeah, she started talking to a guy on, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, what was the guy's name? Because I haven't written it down.
It's Luke Harlow.
That's right. Luke Harlow. Who was 27.
Yeah. Because he friend requested her, didn't he? And sent her a message. And
that's
she
how
was
they get
like, yeah. And then she did reply relatively quickly, but sort of like, who's this kind of thing?
Yeah.
And then.
Thing is, when you're 15, boy or girl, if someone's showing you interest, you're going to.
That's it. 100%. Yeah.
Especially when it's someone that sort of does this, is like a groomer, and they know exactly what to say.
Oh yeah.
And also the guy was he's an absolute fuckwit,
just scum.
Yeah.
Pure scum.
See, these sort of people, they can't get the attention of adult women because adult women are too smart to buy into their shit.
So
they have to prey on young teenage girls. There's something really fucking bothersome about that.
Yeah.
And it's not just the guys that actually go through with weird stuff, but it's just the guys that do that anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking weird.
Well, it's because when you're that age as well, you look past so many things. Like this guy was like, was just a lowlife. Where, and like any, a woman that's kind of been through experiences and has like a brain switched on and is like, well, I'm not going to settle for whatever. Even if he approached them, you'd be like, okay, bye lowlife. But when you're like 15, things like that don't matter. You're just like, oh, it's an older guy. Like
exactly, yeah. Even, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even really feel like looks come into it that much either. When you're that age, you're just like, oh no, I'm dating an older guy. Like,
yeah,
and that's impressive and that's enough. So
yeah, because like you know, you want to tell your friends and things like that, and you know, it is that kind of, you know, ego boost and a confidence boost and things like
that.
And 15 is such a hard age anyway.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's just a cocktail of
emotions.
Yeah, it is a cocktail of emotions.
That's it. Because
it
doesn't take much. Like, you know, you just the fact that you're getting attention, that's spiking, you know, you're getting that those endorphins or whatever the correct word is, whatever the hormone is that makes you sort of want more of it. But at that age, it's just like that's enough really. So an odd compliment here and a compliment, you just want to know that like you're not unattractive or someone does fancy, someone out there does fancy you, or
it's like validation, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Especially from older people.
Like when I look through my teenage diaries, literally it's like, oh, so and so told me he fancied me, or my friend told me so-and-so fancied me. Like, these weren't impressive people, but just the fact that they did was enough for me to be like, today's been a good day. Bob fancies me. Excellent.
Yeah, I don't like him, but still.
Exactly. Yeah. Because that's all you care. It's just getting that, you are right, it's getting that validation, isn't it? Whilst you navigate your myriad of hormones and teenage life and, you know, where do I fit in the world kind of thing.
Yeah. So I was just looking at the text messages or the messages they were sending each other. And he does that. I see this in every single one of these grooming cases where the guy, the older creepy dude, always uses that fucking winky face.
Oh.
But not the emoji, the fucking...
Like the semicolon and
the semicolon
bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then multiple kisses. Like, but that's the sort of thing they use every time. Like, they use like childish ways of sending things.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was basically not, I don't know, love bombing is the wrong way of putting it, but like he was giving her a lot of attention, messaging a lot of flattering.
I think that's a fair comment. Yeah.
And he eventually got round to inviting her around to his house and she agreed.
Yeah, because this happened really quickly as well, though, didn't it?
Yeah,
it was a short period of time. Was it like 2 weeks or something?
2 weeks.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's right. So the worst part of this is her dad had actually driven her to this meeting with this guy. So the next thing is Kayla goes missing. She's reported missing. Her parents are worried, obviously. The police start looking. So she meets up with Luke on Friday the 13th of November 2015. He takes her back to his house, plies her with alcohol, which is another tactic they employ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's impressive to a young teenager that you've got alcohol.
Yep.
She asks to leave at one point. So he invites his friend around from around the road.
Mm.
Another creepy bastard by the name of St. Beedman.
Yeah, Stephen Beedman.
Stephen Beedman, fuck's sake. Right, sorry.
Yeah, because he the phrase that he used was that he's got a bird at his house. That's what he says. I've got a bird at my house.
Which is, God,
just such a derogatory, archaic, whatever you want to call it.
Also, you misspelled child.
Yeah, absolutely. Minor.
Yeah. And, she's a 15-year-old girl.
She's a 15-year-old girl at the end of the day. She is an actual child. The thing that really narks, or the thing that I always think about when I hear the term bird in reference to a woman is, do you ever remember the advertising that Yorkie did, as in the chocolate bar?
Mm.
Well, not for girls.
Don't
feed the birds.
Was it? I don't remember. Yeah.
Do you not remember that?
No. You imagine playing that in 2024. Yeah.
They had like big, like Arctic trucks, and plastered on the side of it was like a woman symbol with like the line through it, and it said "Don't feed the birds" in big black letters.
Oh, for Christ.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that. I know the whole, like, snap for girls, whatever it is. Like, that's...
Yeah, I think that's what they changed.
Weird slogan. Like, if anything, it is...
It's a manly chocolate bar, Sam. It's so chunky. It's so manly.
It's way less chunky than it used to be.
Yeah. I can guarantee when my PMS is rife, I'm eating more chocolate than a man.
Yeah, I don't eat that much chocolate, really.
Oh, I do.
I have to have chocolate. Everywhere.
Women should have chocolate all the time. We need it. We need it.
I'm like that with cheesecake.
Cheesecake? Oh, really?
I love cheesecake.
I don't know how often, but I do like cheesecake.
I always think cheesecake is a great idea, and then whenever I have it, it's too heavy.
Amazing.
I feel, it depends what type of cheesecake it is as well, but yeah, most of the time I think, oh yeah, cheesecake, and then I eat it and I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't have eaten that.
I love
how we've gone from, you know, getting grooming
to
chocolate to being cheesecake. Yeah.
I apologize to the listeners. I've turned this episode into a complete fucking disaster because I'm an idiot.
Oh, we don't mind a bit of chaos. It's fine.
So he calls his mate Stephen Beedman, a 29-year-old landscape gardener who lives around the corner, who was more than happy to run round once he found out his mate's got a bird round there. So they are drinking heavily. Both guys are heavy drinkers anyway. Mm. They're plying her with alcohol. She's drunk. At some point, she says she wants to leave.
Yeah.
And they initially let her, but then when she gets to the door, they change their mind, and that's when they drag her back into the house.
Mm.
Now, depending on which guy you believe, I think Stephen Beedman sexually assaulted her.
Mm.
while the other guy claimed he was asleep in the other room.
Of course he was.
Yeah, and didn't know what it didn't know anything was happening.
Yeah.
So, unlikely story.
Yeah. She puts up a good fight and she manages to get to the door and get out of the flat and actually takes off down the road. But Stephen Biedman allegedly, it depends which one you believe. Again, I think they probably both had something to do with the
I do as well, yeah.
Killing. Chased her down. But she didn't give up without a fight. She ran down an alleyway, picked up a brick and hit him in the face with it.
Yeah.
And if you look at pictures of him online,
he's much shot. He's
fucked up. Definitely gave him a good whack.
He looks like he's been dragged face first along a carpet.
You can see the shape of like where, the angle where the brick is actually.
But that's when he says, he loses his temper and he beats her to death. I assume with the brick because she died of blunt force trauma to the head. They then went back to the flat and I assume continued to drink like the loser scumbags that they are.
They just hate it when the universe put two of these people together. They just find each other.
I often wonder how that happened.
I know, it's really strange.
How do they broach that conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, I like underage girls. Oh, me too. Like, how does that come up?
Lucas obviously texts Biedman knowing he would be interested in this. Like, he's not just texts like, oh, this is what I'm doing tonight. Like, he's texts as if to say, oh, come on over. You're
exactly.
One of this.
And he was also already talking to two other girls, as well as Kaylee. At the same time. And it was only Kaylee that agreed to meet them.
Yeah.
So he'd already got two other girls lined up
in case.
They were 100% in it, 100% together.
Yeah, definitely.
No one was asleep. No one was, you know. I do believe that they killed her. Unplanned. I don't think they planned to.
I think it was panic. I think it was pure panic.
Because she hit him in the face with a brick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, if they've sexually assaulted her and she's tried to get away, she knows where they live.
Exactly.
She knows what they look like.
Well, that's
exactly.
It.
That's, so they may have killed her.
Dropped her in front of the door so the parents know, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, they probably did kill her on purpose. I'm not saying they killed her by accident, but I don't think it was planned initially.
Yeah,
I agree.
Especially if she was beaten to death with the brick she hit him with, so it wasn't like he had a knife.
She had 46 separate injuries.
Yeah.
And her had to be identified by dental records as well, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Her parents weren't allowed to see her.
No, they weren't, no.
That's
horrific.
Yeah. They were allowed to hold her hand and that's as much contact as they were allowed. That's heartbreaking. I mean, it's heartbreaking anyway, but to know that that's the state of what your daughter's been left in is disgusting.
Even just holding her hand and, you know, the rest of her being covered. Do you know what I mean? Like, that must have been absolutely agonizing.
Yeah. Especially it was 5 days later, so decomposition would have been well underway.
Yeah, because she was found on the 18th, so it was 3 days later that she was found.
The manhunt for her was massive, wasn't it?
It was huge.
Rightfully so, but it was absolutely huge.
Yeah.
Because I think they thought didn't the police think that she'd initially just been like kidnapped and was potentially being held.
Because on the 14th, the day after she met them, her father got a text from her phone asking if she could stay at her friend's for one more night. Now, considering she'd been killed on the first night, we know this wasn't her.
We know it wasn't her. Yeah.
But her dad also got the idea that it wasn't her because it wasn't written the way she would write a text message.
Yeah.
So obviously, suspicions were well underway by then. The police were called on the 18th, I think.
They found her on the
18th.
It would be the Sunday, which was the 15th.
That's right. They found her in undergrowth near Ibstock, which was not far from his house.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show the criminal genius of these two.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hidden in undergrowth. Partially clothed. I got the impression she ran out of the house partially clothed.
She was I think initially she was wearing one of their t-shirts. This is what
Was she?
Yeah. So some she obviously must have been sexually assaulted in the house.
Yeah.
Because then she ran out in one of their t-shirts because a witness
saw.
Yeah, and thought it was a couple having an argument, and but they ended up left but it. They reconciled. I know.
But it's kind you, of. You know,
oh, see, I read something would, different like, about the witness. I read something different about the witness. So the witness story that I read was they'd seen her running down the street and saw this guy chasing after her.
Yeah.
And they thought that the guy was a police officer chasing a suspect.
Yeah, because when he caught up with her, there was a little discussion and they walked back together.
And they walked back. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But
yeah.
If I saw a couple having an argument, I would never intervene.
Oh, no.
Never. A friend of mine did jail time for intervening in an argument with a couple.
Really? Really?
Yeah. He was in a pub and a guy punched his girlfriend, like clean in the face.
Oh, my God.
So my mate grabbed him and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Right there and then. Didn't say a word to him. And he ended up getting 3 years.
No, assault and battery,
yeah, ABH. He only did 18 months, but still.
Jesus. Yeah.
Lost his career over it, everything.
And yet some of the things we cover on this podcast and they get the worst, like, most lenient sentences ever. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Our justice system is honestly all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a weird one, isn't it? Because I suppose if you saw something like that, you'd like to think, not necessarily that you'd step in, but maybe that you would.
Oh, if that happened.
Call the police or something, I don't know, something. Because she's half naked, really. So it is weird. It's not normal in any circumstance.
I think I'd call the police if I saw that, because that's too.
Do much, you?
Like, I wouldn't just assume someone's a police officer, because that guy does not look like a police officer.
No, he doesn't.
No, yeah, no.
He looks like a potato.
He kind of looks like what's the footballer's name who looks like a potato?
I don't know.
Wayne Rooney.
He looks like Wayne Rooney. He looks like Wayne Rooney.
I don't
even
know
that because he looks like
except scabbier.
He does look like a potato.
Yeah,
he's got a potato face.
They both look as fucking dumb and scummy as they actually are.
And they sound.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Like they look like people that would prey on teenage girls.
Yeah, they actually do. And I know
but
a lot
not
of time
like
it's
in
like
a pedo way, in a
creepy, like
in a creepy
I get
way.
What you mean. Yeah, it's creepy, greasy head, like really grim, can't get an actual like a normal regular girlfriend kind of way. Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from.
They're a proper scumbag.
Yeah.
So they look older than what they are.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. They don't act it, but they look it.
No, that's true.
Hi, it's Mike from the After Horror Podcast telling you to listen to the After Horror Podcast. It's four idiots who occasionally talk about the film that we're supposed to be, you know, like doing and stuff. Like, give it a listen. Or don't, like, I'm not your dad, but, you know, I think you'd enjoy it.
So once the body was found, they honed in on these two really quickly.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't take long at all. So first they got on the trail of,
Luke Harlow.
Luke Harlow. I really should write this on a bit of paper in front of me. They honed in on him first. I think there were a lot of factors that pointed to him. I think they got DNA. I think he was a registered sex offender. Was he?
Oh, was
he?
Luke?
I think so. One of them was. It might have been the other guy.
I don't know. I know they found child.
Yeah, they
on
found
both
child.
Of their computers.
Inappropriate child.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Stuff on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I didn't
I don't
realize
think you need to say inappropriate child.
I don't know what to say with that. Like, I don't know what the proper term is.
I think it's kind of
indecent indecent images of children. That's what the what the phrase is, isn't it?
Yeah. And all his history of grooming, because obviously so all of his messages, all of his social media,
all the electronic devices, they'll just tell you everything, won't they?
Yeah, they tell your story. They know when you put your kettle on of an evening.
Oh yeah, we know all about the kettle.
Yeah.
We do.
So on the they arrested him on the 20th of November 2015. So only 2 days after they found the body. That's how quickly they got onto these two.
Yeah, that's good.
Really good, yeah.
Really
unusual too.
But they are dumb as shit, so you know.
They are dumb as shit.
Not the police. I'm talking about the.
I know you mean
Luke and Stephen.
Yeah, and they were charged with the rape and murder of Kay Hayward. But what's interesting about this is their interrogation videos. Because I have never wanted to punch people so much.
That They just kept saying, I don't know, I was drunk.
I don't know. I blacked out when I drink, I was, and I don't know. I was asleep in the other room, I think. I'm sure. I'm trying to be honest with you.
That was actually a very good likeness there.
Yeah. All the while with a fucking brick mark on his face.
Yeah. I know. This is how stupid they are, though. There is so much, like, just obvious evidence pointed at them. The dad dropped them off. Dropped her off, sorry. There. Like, he has a brick mark. The other one has a brick mark on his face. Yeah. There are Facebook messages. Like, I know
2,643 messages exchanged in 2 weeks.
Just between them two, yeah.
Yeah. Like, Luke deleted a lot of messages off his phone.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
But they're still, like, they're still able to go into... Yeah, exactly. They're still able to go into her, like...
digital footprint. Exactly. Even if you delete it, there's still a digital footprint.
Yeah. Nothing ever comes off the internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was just thought he was being smart by being like, let's keep this a secret between us. Because he... So, initially, she lied about her age, didn't she? Initially, she lied about her age. Mm-hmm. And then he found out she was obviously younger. And that was fine because he's scummy.
He doesn't care about that, does he?
He was just like, that's fine, but we've just got to keep it on the down low.
Except for my mate, Stevie. He's coming
around. Yeah, that's
my mate's coming around,
God, he's a moron.
Yeah.
If a friend of mine rang me up and said, well, I'm married for one thing, and also I'm not really impressed with friends getting girlfriends. But like if I was a teenager and a friend, like a young, whatever, 20 something, and my friend rang me up and said, I've got a bird here. And I went round there. And it was a 15-year-old girl.
You'd just walk out, wouldn't you?
Well, I would.
You got two choices. You either walk out or you challenge him and you go, what the fuck are you doing? And send her packing.
Yeah, the latter.
Yeah.
But also,
what the fuck is happening here?
Care? Like, if it was roles reversed, like genders reversed or something and whatever, and my mate texted that, like, I've got a bloke round, I'd be like, great. Have a nice time.
Yeah, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah, you don't see women going, do you want to come round?
Not
to be
really.
Honest with you, I've never, ever had a friend do that in my life.
No.
Like, not really. Don't fancy being the third wheel. So you have a nice time. And
plus, if you've got a girl around, you don't really want your mate there, do you?
Exactly. That's just like, it's so fucking, they're just, I've got to run out of words. Yeah,
not unless you're a couple of weird creepos. And the story about going to sleep in the other room while they both blamed each other.
It's just full of shit.
You do not invite someone around that you're like talking to for that long and obviously want something out of to then be like, oh yeah, you just sit in the living room with my mate and I'm just gonna go in the other room, go to sleep. Bullshit. Yeah. That's not why you're invited around. You are a lying piece of shit. Ugh.
Yeah, absolute scum of the fucking earth, these two. And the other one, they just kept saying, like, oh, I don't know what happened. And then he says to the police officer, yeah, look, I know she was underage, and I'm sorry about that. I know it was wrong now. Now?
Now?
What the hell? I know I shouldn't have, because she's underage. Fuck me, man. No, you shouldn't have.
And what about all the other ones you've been messaging?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What about all the child pornography on your computer?
Exactly,
yeah.
Do you know that's wrong now?
Yeah. He knew exactly. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah, they did. So Luke Harlow was charged with grooming and 2 counts of having sexual activity with a child. Because
they couldn't prove that he'd participated in the murder.
Yeah, which was insane. They should have just there's that law which is what is it? Where if you're with someone that murders someone and you know they're going to do it, you get charged with the murder too. It's called
you're like an accomplice, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's,
but it's
something like that.
Yeah,
Accessory.
No, it's not accessory. There's something specific. Hang on.
In the same sort of like, I don't know. It's about paedophilia anyway. Have you seen that documentary? I'm sure it was like on Channel 4 or something, about the people that obviously openly are aware that they only like underaged people, but they control it.
Yes.
So they're aware of it. They know it's a problem. They know it's wrong. They don't act upon it. They control it. Have you seen the documentary where, I don't know if I actually sent this across to you because there was a clip that came up on social media, where they make them wear a mask, right? So I think the mask that this guy had to wear, they're called something paedophiles, I don't know, when they know they are, but they actively do not act upon it. They know it's wrong and will not obviously... Yeah. Oh, I don't know the right words to say. We'll not go down that route. So he's been like, it's like a teddy bear mask or a mouse mask or something from my recollection. And he sat opposite 3 normal people. So like you've got a parent, just a random bloke, and then like I don't know, a girl of whatever, like maybe he's a teenager or something. I don't know, not like underage teenager, but late teenager. And they ask them questions and they answer, he's just answering these questions. And it's really uncomfortable to watch because obviously this guy knows it's not right and he's saying he's never acted upon it and he's not going to act upon it and he does everything he can to not act upon it. But because they know that he has this interests, they're literally like throwing these really horrible questions that you're making him feel really uncomfortable and he's just answering. It's one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever watched because I'm like, technically he hasn't necessarily done anything wrong.
But they're still classed as paedophiles because they have a sexual attraction.
No,
to
I know
minors.
That, but he hasn't done anything.
No, he hasn't done wrong. Yeah.
So technically him as a person. Bye, Paul. Didn't realise I was boring you. So him as a person, like, he knows it's wrong, and I think that kind of makes him a good person in a way because he's like, I'm not going to act upon it. I'm doing everything I can to actively not act upon it.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, you obviously have that immediate disgust because you're like, that's not normal.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
really
uncomfortable to watch, and they're like grilling because this one is like a parent as well.
Uh-huh.
And I think they ask something like, you know, are you around kids for any reason? Like, are the kids in your family and stuff? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, are you ever attracted to someone your own age? And he's like, no, I am actually only attracted to kids. It's really, I'll see if I can find the clip. It's really freaking uncomfortable to watch. It kind of makes me feel really icky.
They're called virtuous people.
That's it, virtual, yeah.
There's a whole movement to get the word paedophile changed to minor attracted person.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Get in the fucking bin.
Oh, I feel shit. Like we've lost Sam. She's brain.
I'm starting to act like a bloody boomer though. I am because with all these things, I'm literally like, why is there another name for something so ridiculous?
That thing is called joint enterprise.
It's not a fucking business.
business venture.
Jesus.
Yeah. A so joint venture. Enterprise is what they can charge. Say. That me and you went out and committed a murder, or I committed the murder, you were just with me, but you knew I was going to do it when we went out.
It's called a joint venture.
It's called joint venture, and you will get charged with the same murder.
Wow. Is that UK law?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that's British
law. Need to look into that more.
But then again, saying that, I suppose because they only saw one guy chasing a... So there was evidence technically that he wasn't there. So technically he wasn't with him when he killed her, probably. And also maybe not knew it was going to happen.
Because the other guy admitted it, though, didn't he? Biedman admitted to murdering.
Yeah, he did.
So he admitted also to rape and murder. So I suppose there's that, like, well, if the other guy hasn't as well and there's not enough evidence to tie him to doing that, then that's why he didn't get that charge.
But this is the thing. If they admit, if they plead guilty, it doesn't go to trial and they get a reduced sentence.
They get, which, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that.
What, the reduced sentence?
Well, no, the reduced sentence is bullshit. I don't, that shouldn't be a thing. Yeah. I don't agree with that. But I'm very, you know, I'm that person that's, I'm pro-death penalty. Sorry to everyone out there that's not, but I am. But like, so for me, a reduced sentence at all for doing that is ridiculous. But I mean, the it not going to trial, because that just comes down to money. But then I don't know how I feel about it, because I don't know if some of the families would want it, but then I don't know if some wouldn't want it because they wouldn't necessarily want to know the ins and outs of it, but some, it might give closure for them to have the have them sort of questioned a bit more. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I know it just comes down to money, really. That's all it is. And I think I don't agree with it for that reason. But
I mean, not just that, but they think, they've obviously, they think about prison space a lot. Was on the news today that they're releasing a lot of prisoners months early.
Yeah, because they don't have the room.
Because they just don't have the space. Yeah, there's just not enough room.
Which is scary.
That, I was going to say, that is terrifying, isn't
it? It's terrifying, yeah.
Yeah, because they're locking up people for beating someone up that's just smacked his missus around the head for 3 years. Sorry, why don't we just rearrange our like priorities instead? Keep the really, really bad people in.
Yeah.
And not like the...
I saw an Instagram post with like a quote thing on it. I can't remember if it was you that shared it actually, Sam. But it was something like men, and then like a quote saying,
"Yeah, it was me."
Was it you? It was the quote was something like, "If men didn't exist, who would protect the women?" And like a woman's response would be, "Protect us from what exactly?" Yeah.
Oh, other women.
If men didn't exist, like
other women, do you really think the weak, the strong, wouldn't still prey on the weak? They would.
They would. Yeah.
It's human nature.
It is human nature.
Some women would
rise. I do agree with that to a certain degree, but
it's total bullshit, because that's insinuating that every woman on earth is this virtuous, beautiful soul that never does anything wrong.
Oh, we are not. Yeah, not, it's crazy. Not every woman is.
You would just be subjugated by other women.
Yeah. I think there is a smaller portion of women like that, though, in comparison to men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah. I mean, women are not likely to wait in streets for drunken men to come by and then rape and murder them.
I don't know. Have you seen Promising Young Woman?
Actually, I haven't, no. Yeah, it's been on my list for ages.
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
Promising Young Woman is great.
It's brilliant. It's a proper female rage film, but it's brilliant.
I highly recommend doing the Emerald Fennell double bill of Promising Young Woman and then Saltburn, watching them back to back.
Yeah. Brilliant. She's really great. I'm really excited for anything she does going forward.
Yeah, same.
Me too.
Fantastic. I don't know if I put that quote up. I know I put a quote. I'm sure I put the quote up about, like, if you put a man in a room full of women, he's ecstatic or something. And if you put a woman in a room full of men, and yeah, but you are you are an exception to me.
That's massive social anxiety. It doesn't matter what the gender is.
But if you put a woman in a room full of men, like, she's terrified or something like that. Yeah. Mm. But I mean, if it's something like that, it was more than likely going to be made spicy.
Yeah. That makes sense. But the whole a male-less world would be this serene, fucking joyful land is complete bullshit.
I mean, it'd be an improvement, though. I ain't going to lie.
For a while. Yeah.
I think I'd take it.
I'd take it.
Hang on a minute.
I'd take it. Just committing gender genocide there.
Some of us survive.
No, men, all men are shit.
I mean, I'm all for getting rid of the shitty men also.
Well, we have debated about different things tonight. Anyway, yeah, back to the murder.
Let's get back to this shit show of an episode. Right. Beedman admitted to the murder of Kaylee on the 5th of April 2016. And Harlow admitted grooming and sexual activity charges. He denied the charge of false imprisonment because, you know, he's asleep.
He still got convicted of it, though, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it was undeniable. Like, she was in the house and unable to leave. Well, exactly. He was there also.
Yeah.
So their sentences was delayed for some reason. I don't know why. They were sentenced on the 28th of July. Harlow was sentenced to 12 years in prison, and Beedman received life with a minimum term of 35 years, which is unusual.
Because that is a life term, isn't it, technically, in the eyes of the law, life term. Yeah, like 35 years is a life term, but we all know that nobody serves,
because that's the minimum
specifically. But obviously, we all know that people don't serve a life sentence unless the judge specifically says, you know, you will not be eligible. It will be a life sentence. There's no chance of early parole or anything like that.
No, he's not eligible for parole until 2050.
Mm-hmm.
Someone do the math. How old will he be? He's 20.
Well, he's dead. He's dead.
He's
dead.
Spoilers.
Spoilers, he's dead.
Yeah, he died.
They didn't treat it as suspicious, did they?
Well, he died of cardiac arrest.
They said that he died from being starved of oxygen, and the secondary cause was cardiac arrest.
This is the cardiac arrest.
Which sounds like somebody tried to suffocate.
He was a paedophile.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what happens to him. And he was a sniveling little rat bag, so he was probably a target from day one.
He was like weedy and weak and slimy.
So I'll tell you a little quick story. So same friend. On his first day inside, you can't have your commissary or whatever they call it. Mm-hmm. I think it's for 2 weeks. So you're not eligible for 2 weeks. So you're allowed to take, I think, you're allowed a certain amount from the commissary when you first go in. When he went into his cell, there were two guys waiting in there to take his commissary.
No, really? Yeah.
So he walked in with it, and they were like, "All right, mate, how you doing? This is ours."
It's like a certain dominance, isn't it? It's like, this is the pecking order.
Hierarchy,
hierarchy, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So he just said, no, it isn't, because you'd have to know him, he's a lunatic. And I imagine they immediately realised he wasn't like an easy target and left.
Right.
I imagine someone like me, I'd be in deep shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have
computation at all.
I don't do well in confrontation. Yeah. I will cry. I will literally cry.
I just cry.
It's also very hard to grapple multiple people in a small room.
I can imagine it is, yeah. But yeah. So Luke Harlow is obviously still serving his sentence, but Stephen Beedman is brown bread.
I wonder if he killed himself.
Nah, he's too
weird.
He's too cowardly. You're right.
He's pathetic. He's pathetic.
Yeah, so they've killed him because he's like, he admitted to killing a 15-year-old girl, raping and killing a 15-year-old girl.
Well, they get hold because when you go into prison, you go in with your files, like your case notes and everything. So I'm not sure in British prisons, but in American prisons you do. They give you your case. Into automatic appeal. So you're allowed to review your case. So the prisoners have access to your crime straight away.
Yeah.
And they check. When you come in new, they check your papers. The prisoners do.
Wow.
In America.
I didn't know that.
I'm not sure if they do that here.
I don't think they do.
No, it seems like... It,
It seems like a very American thing to do. Yeah.
We're too buttoned down in this country. It's too locked in. Plus, it's dangerous.
Well, yeah.
Because not only for the worst crimes, but if you're put in prison for say you get put inside for marijuana possession, you're just a normal person, you've just been caught ridiculous. With a pound of weed, right?
Mm.
You're now doing time for it. They're going to see that and go, huh, well, this guy's not very hardcore.
Yeah. Yeah. He's an easy
target,
isn't he?
All his stuff.
Yeah.
So it works in every direction. I suppose you could just get forged ones that says you committed multiple gangland murders. Then we'll just respect you straight away.
Oh, it's just a terrifying situation in general. So I will be abiding by the law.
Same. Yes, same.
But mostly because it's my nature to, and I can't not.
Yeah, you like rules, don't you?
So do I. Though I'm pretty much a rule follower.
Yeah.
To...
I am a goody two shoes. That is what you call me.
Yeah,
I am. I don't like rules, but I definitely follow them.
I panic when I see a police car. I panic.
Yeah, I get worried, especially if they're behind me in traffic for some reason.
Oh, God,
Worry at all, but it makes me worry.
I've had cop cars sitting behind me and I am panicking, thinking they're running my plate. Is my car taxed? Is it MOT?
Really?
I
don't worry about that. And I'm also not one of these that, if a police car's waiting to come out of a junction, I'm not one of these that slows down and flashes them. I'm like, no, it's my right of way.
I give way to people a lot anyway, regular people.
Oh, no, I don't.
If I can let someone out, I always will.
I've got short person anger syndromes when it comes to my road rage. That's when it comes out. Yeah.
I keep my road rage firmly in the car, though, so nobody around me can hear, especially not the people I'm road raging at. You never fucking know. People are dangerous.
Well, yeah, because they're
carry all sorts of shit in their cars, and there's some mental people out there.
Yeah.
Safety is an illusion. You're never safe.
What a way to end the episode. Safety is an illusion, kids.
It is, and if people understand that, they will live their lives better.
You'll be more careful.
Be more careful.
Yeah, so that was the murder of Kayleigh Haywood. Interesting case, and a British one.
I always like the British ones.
Yeah.
In the woods as well.
Almost our neck of the woods as well.
Fucking people get murdered up your neck of the woods every day, don't they?
No.
It's in Birmingham,
We don't live in Birmingham anymore.
Closer than I do.
I'm closer to Derby than Birmingham.
Oh, I love Derby. I've been there.
Yeah. Derby's 20 minutes away from me.
Yeah, nice.
Birmingham's 40 minutes away.
Went to a War Games convention there once.
Did you?
Great fun it was, yeah.
So next episode will be episode 54, and it's back to my choice. My choice is, you may have heard of this. It is an American case. So we're going to do Riley Gall and the murder of his girlfriend, Emma Walker. So Riley Gaul, it's G-A-U-L. You might recognise the photo. So I think it's quite an important case because it involves...
Sorry, how do you spell it?
It's G-A-U-L.
No, the whole name.
Oh, Riley. R-I-L-E-Y.
E-Y, yeah. Gaul.
Yeah, G-A-U-L.
Gaul, yeah. I don't recognise. Do not recognise.
Okay.
No, I can't find anything about it.
Try William. I think his first name is actually William Riley Gall. But all the articles and everything that I found were... You got it? Okay. So this is a classic sort of... Not like a star-crossed lovers kind of thing, but it's the all-American.
I do know this
high
one.
School. Yeah, it's.
I do know this one.
It's a high school sweetheart situation. So, he's star quarterback for the football team. She's a cheerleader, and they date and whatnot. And she dumps him basically, and he can't let it go.
Oh, okay.
And he ends
up story as old as time,
stalking her, nasty messages, all that kind of thing, which unfortunately results in her murder. Yeah. It's a really interesting case. There's a lot of intricacies with this one, just purely for Riley. Like the escalation of his behaviour is quite scary, and it's nothing that we've not seen before in other cases and cases that we've not necessarily covered before, but have been in the news and things like that. So yeah, I thought we'd do that one.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anybody got anything else? Any recommendations?
I'm going to recommend something. I'm going to recommend a YouTube channel.
Oh, go on.
It's a true crime YouTube channel, and it's called Truly Criminal.
It's really good. I haven't watched any yet, actually. I might watch some of that tomorrow.
I've watched every video on there now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's hardcore. How many is there? I bet there's hundreds.
No, yeah, it's not that many.
Oh, it's not that many.
Maybe 50.
Okay. But
they're a good length. They're like range between 20 and 40 minutes. So they're
quite, okay, that's good.
Yeah,
good.
And then I think too intense or too short. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Sounds good. All right then. We shall meet again for episode 54. I don't know why I turned into some sort of.
I was like, oh, that's
an announcement.
We'll meet again.
Yeah, I did as well.
Oh no, I won't be singing.
Doris Day?
No, it wasn't Doris Day.
Who's the wartime one?
Yeah, it is. She sang the Evelyn. Something over Dover or something. Like
yeah, White Cliffs of Dover.
White Cliffs of Dover. Yeah.
What was her name?
Doris. No, fuck, I just
no, it's
said
not
that.
Doris Day.
Not Doris Day.
For sake.
Oh, shit.
Vera Lynn.
Vera Lynn.
Vera Lynn. There you go. No, Doris Day's Calamity Jane.
That's right. Yeah.
Love Doris. Yep. I love Calamity Jane. It's one of my favourites.
Great film.
And another tangent just before we log off. Brilliant. And on that note, listeners, always remember to delete your Google history.